Good afternoon, everyone, wherever you are, or in some part of the world where it's already evening, or maybe even the next day. We do reach around the world, and we love it. We love having everyone here, and remember to tell your friends and remind them, invite them, let them know they're going to be treated with respect and safety, no matter what they believe or what issues they bring to the call. And they don't have to speak. Nobody has to speak. I love the fact that some of you do, though, because it helps to warm up the room. It helps us feel the connection and feel the spirit of people who attend and come to express their gratitude or their hopes, their needs. And let it be a prayer that is intensified by the blessing. I'm having a particularly, gray day here. We had an unusual winter storm come down to the south coast of Texas. Oh my goodness, it went down to freezing. And that in November is almost unheard of. We've had so many weather-breaking events in the last few years. We can tell for sure that Mother Earth is having a little bit of indigestion and wanting to change her routine around just a little bit. But we bless her and include her in our blessings as well. We thank the heavenly host and the angels and of course Yeshua for being here to offer us the very best that we can receive. It's also up to you to open yourself for receiving, just as Yeshua said to everyone he performed a miracle on. They wouldn't have received it if they didn't have faith. So what is faith? Well, it's a lot of things, but most of all, it's allowance. It's opening, it's dropping your defenses and opening yourself to the possibility that something good could happen. You know, one of the interesting things about defenses is they're almost always in protection of something negative. And I say almost always because I can remember a time when I laughed so hard I was about to split my ribs. And I just said, I just held myself and said, okay, don't tell me anymore. I don't want to hear it anymore. My ribs can't take it. I've been in a situation where a meal was laid out so beautifully, I knew I was going to make myself sick if I ate everything. So I said, okay, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done. So yes, we can bring up defenses against the excess intrusion of positive things. But for the most part, the very fact of having defenses means we're not ready to receive. We don't want to receive, good or bad. We're not receiving. So that's a very big part of faith. And then the other big part of faith is knowing that you are worthy to be loved. No matter what condition you're in right now, you're worthy to be loved. And there's someone who loves you. So that makes an awful lot of difference. I'm going to open the board now. The first person I want to take on is Tony, because I also want to make an announcement about Tony. Hello, how
Hi.
Are you today, Tony?
I'm very good, Glenda. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Just fine.
Yeah, I heard about that cold weather that you guys had down there. That sounded like that was kind of a big, intense blast across the whole country.
Oh yeah, unusual to say the least. we made it through okay, you know. We just wore jackets.
Yeah,
but it's not a big deal. It's just a sign of the times.
Yeah,
and that's what you're so good about helping us see is that our personal time is tied into the times of others, which is tied into the times of the whole human race, which is tied into the times of nature and the flow of the planet, which is tied into the times of the solar system and the galaxy. We're all one enormous body in God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
amazing. And sometimes the right hand doesn't shake hands with the left hand. Go ahead.
Well, visible right now in the western sky after sunset is a beautiful alignment, and it ties together the things you were just talking about, because Jupiter is right now at the heart of the galaxy, which is actually the heart of the galaxy is actually pretty big, but it's right near the center of the Milky Way. And, and Venus is about to join it. So you can see Venus climbing up. So right now, they're just a few degrees apart. And so their exact conjunction will be next Sunday.
So really? Oh, great.
Yeah.
That'll be
really
a fantastic blessing.
Yeah. Yeah. So Venus and Jupiter, especially in the sign of Sagittarius, reveals things like, the depth of truth. And so it increases our awareness and our appreciation for truth. It also highlights the connection between life and abundance.
Right.
So there's all sorts of blessings that come out of this. And so, you know, I love, you know, there's like an infinite variety of connections with life and love and light and beauty and truth that Venus resonates with, and there's an infinite variety of things that Jupiter resonates with, joy and adventure and aliveness. And so sensing how those things work together is kind of part of how it works when you pay attention to these things in the sky, and you get intuitive feelings about them. And, you know, I hear you connect the dots with these things. It's kind of like it's energetic, it's vibrational. So we get the opportunity now especially to tune into that and to amplify through our appreciation, amplify the gift of what the universe is doing with us, around us, and through us. So to me it's a thing to you know, bring our attention towards, but also realize it's a big, beautiful blessing, and it's something that we can amplify. So it's a gift that we can amplify, especially this group, especially this community, especially with the love and support and consciousness of Yeshua, the way it's present with this group.
Oh, yes.
So that, it just seems
and it's a welcome break from a lot of the more challenging configurations we've been through in the last year.
Yeah.
It's a nice time to lean back in an easy chair, take a deep breath, and either count your blessings or state your wishes. Whichever way you're inclined. I wanted to tell everyone on the call today that we have a special opportunity for you. It's next Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Okay. Tony, who is a very, very renowned astrologer, but not so much a hardcore astrologer as an intuitive spiritual astrologer, who connects the dots for our lives and what's possible in our lives, and he's a minister of Spiritus Church and a blessing giver. So we know that what he brings to these calls is extremely appropriate to what everyone has come here to hear, learn, and receive. But to get to the point, Tony has offered to be available for a completely free and free-flowing jam session next Wednesday night. It will be 8 o'clock Central. That would be 4 o'clock Mountain and no. That would, I'm sorry, 7 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Pacific, and then moving back across the country the other way, it would be 9 o'clock Eastern. So you're all invited, and also look for an email I'm sending out. I've already announced it in our sunset meditation, but I want to send out a special email about it today, this afternoon. So watch your inbox, because it will have the conference call numbers, but they are the same numbers as your blessing call. So if you logged in here, you can log in there. And all you need to do is just know, figure your time zone in relation to 8 o'clock Central. That's where I am. And go from there. It can be anything you're interested in. So this is your opportunity to ask something that points to your interest, your concern, your desire for revelation. And if Tony can provide an answer, he will. If not, he might be able to tell you where to look and how to look within yourself to receive an answer. So is there anything you would like to add to that, Tony?
Thanks, Glenda. I just would echo what you said. The thing I find most interesting, and we've had some of these discussions also connected with our jam session calls, like with the webinars that you do, it related to your teaching. And we've always had really good discussions, wonderful connections, and there's been a really just a very fertile exploration, and because the insights, we all have connections to this type of stuff. If it resonates for you, sometimes just hearing about it can be valuable, but you may have your own intuitive insight, and that's one of the things I get excited about, because we all have a connection to it, and it's something that's speaking to us in various ways, and we have our own insights with this stuff. So that I'm as excited about that as anything, because that's, you know, how it grows within us, within ourselves and within our community. So I'm very, very excited just to have more opportunities for those kinds of exploration and discussion. So thank you to everybody for your interest and for your participation in any way you can.
We look forward to being with you, and we look forward to knowing more about this inescapable subject. whether you're literate in the knowledge of it, or you just look at the moon occasionally, it's still, we are inextricably part of it. Yeah. So I think it's good to know more. But we're going to move on now, Tony. Thank you for your words of kindness and wisdom and encouragement. Jerome, you are on.
Yes, love and blessings and peace. The question is for family, Elaine and Sarah, and for our country right now. So blessings on everything you're doing, and light, compassion, love, peace, and joy.
Oh, great. And blessings to your whole family.
Yes, thank you. Everything's good up here in Minnesota. Okay.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. Okay. And you'll be getting ready for a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too.
All right. Great. And Stephen, I'm going to open your line. Hi.
Hello, Glenda. Thank you. So what you were saying about defenses and being able to receive is really relevant in my life right now. A couple of days ago, I shared some health information with my sister, and she responded in a very negative way, and so that's been challenging. And so I, you know, am basically at this point, I think, just kind of taking a step back and, you know, probably just going to continue to work with her just more on the spiritual level and in a prayerful way. And so I guess I'm just asking for a blessing for us in our relationship, and also just continued blessings for my good friends, Shane and Vanessa, as they navigate their challenge in overcoming cancer. Yeah, that's all I must say. So thank you. Thank you so much.
And for you, and for you as well. Okay.
Oh, yes. And also, I guess I forgot to say, I did send you a couple emails to your websites. I don't know if you received those, but I just wanted to see if you
could. No, I didn't.
And I did send a couple emails just directly to your email, too, to Glenda Green at Gmail and also Gigi at Glenda Green. Did you get those?
Not Gigi. Don't use the Gigi email. That doesn't work anymore.
Okay. But
GlendaGreen@gmail.com does.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I sent a couple to that as well, but it sounds like for some reason
they might have landed in one of the other folders. I'll check it out now that I know to look for it.
Okay.
And everybody who wants to send me information or speak with me, GlendaGreen@gmail.com is the one that usually works. Lately, I've been getting more mail than I can possibly read. And so I apologize that you might have been lost in the undertow. But careatspiritus.org goes to our webmaster, and he forwards to me things that are relevant to me. So, but he has been in the hospital for 2 weeks, so that could account for why some email that was sent from the website did not reach me. So we work with, you know, we think we have this amazing, amazing technology. We do. But still, it has to be human managed. And I think it's wonderful, really wonderful, that nothing gets around human management, because we have been set by God to be the manager and not to be managed by other levels of input and planetary direction, but to be the managers of it. And so I respect that. It's just sometimes we do have our problems. We have to deal with the issues of life that are in front of us, and whatever comes our way, we look forward to it. Now, there's something I want to mention in the way of a lesson that you stimulated, Stephen, by your words about your sister and her continued resistance. You might want to wait till she asks for something. And it doesn't matter what she asks for. She could be asking for sugar cookies. It doesn't matter. The important thing is, let someone ask for something. Just as Jesus said, he said, ask and you will be helped. Ask and the door will be opened. Why? Because when you ask, you dilate the parts of your body into a receiving mode. And like I said, it could just be asking for a cup of coffee, asking for cookies, but it means that person has been moved into a receiving mode. So it's something very, very important to be aware of. But I want to take it one step further. For decades now, and if you include all my teaching before that, many decades, I have counseled people. And one of the things I have noticed is that when people come for help, the initial thing they will ask is something that's not very important at all. They're just trying to establish a conversation to see if you'll listen to them. They may come and ask about, why did I get that grade on this test? I thought I deserved better. What is it you disagreed with on that? That's not really what they want to know. That's just their way of finding out a little bit more about their relationship to me. And will I be kind? And will I really listen when they get around to the real question? You see? And it's the same with neighbors chatting across the fence, the chat and chat. And that's not what they really want to know. What they really want to know will come later, after they've established a rapport. Now, in a formal counseling session, I look for this very, very carefully, because never, never does a person come out, first of all, with what they really are dealing with what they really want to know. And I lead them to understand something, and this is what I want to lead you to understand, is that when you get to the right question, the answer is embedded in the question. The question and the answer are one and the same, because the right question is addressing the subject from the inside looking out. Not the outside looking in. The outside looking in is, oh, how was the traffic today? You think I should go out at 4 o'clock or wait another hour? That's the outside looking in. The outside is what's going on out there, and inside, what's going to work for me? That's the outside looking in. And you can never get an answer that works, because the fact is, nobody can predict how the traffic will be an hour from now. Construction trucks might come along. There might be an accident on the road. There might be an event letting lots of cars out. Or maybe everybody just goes home for dinner and it's a piece of cake to drive across town. It's a throwing of the dice when you look at the outside in. But when you go to the inside looking out, you're getting 90% close to the answer. Because what is really troubling you is the very thing that you need to look at. And when it's looked at, it reveals itself to you. I'll give you, this is true all the time. I see this at psychic fairs. People will go to a psychic and they want to know, will I find my true love in the next 6 months? And the psychic looks at them and gives them an answer and tells them what they want to hear, basically. Oh, yes, you will find your true love in the next 6 months, but you may have to do this, that, and this to yourself in order to attract your true love. So in other words, the psychic is trying to build their inward vision, their inward awareness, because the psychic knows. Nobody knows if you're going to find your true love in the next 6 months, except for you. And you're going to know if you go inside and you do the inner work. So that's what they all do. And you could say, oh, that's a scam. No, it's not really, not when the psychic understands the phenomena. And this is what I do in counseling. People want to know, why do my sister and I just not get along? We've never got along. And I try my best, and it just doesn't seem to. And then I say, okay, so let's just accept the fact you don't get along. Let's get over that. Now, let's take a look inside you at what getting along would look like. Oh, well, I don't have a clue what it would look like. Really? Well, I wonder why you don't get along then. Let's take a look at it. Let's consider what it would look like and what the reality would be if you really got along. What would that mean? And let's go back in your life and look at times that could have been made different if you really got along. In other words, get you back to yourself. The answer is always exactly side by side to the real question. Okay? There's a form of augury, or I don't know, it's kind of like throwing the runes, you know, different kinds of prophecy stuff. And I think it's actually one of the best, but it could be misused, just like all of them can be misused. It's called I Ching. And not sure when it was created or who did it. It evolved in ancient China about 4,000 years ago. And when it was first used, it made all the difference in the strategic moves of those who used it. They used it for politics, for military, for economy, for people getting along, growing crops, and so on and so on. But they were very attuned to the fact that the answer and the question are basically one and the same, and they asked from the inside out. Well, after several centuries, they were basically asking, what crop should I plant? Or who's going to win in this battle? And the answers were so bad, so bad. They got mad at the whole system and burned it. Okay. I'm not saying whether it was a good system or a bad system, but burning it was not the answer. What they needed to do was burn their habit of trusting and believing in external things. Okay. This is what we unfortunately do so many times with our medical profession. We go to a doctor and we say, hey, doc, my kneecap is itching all the time. What's wrong with it? In other words, we're going from the outside in, and the doctor gives you some cortisone cream to put on it, and you go back home and you say, well, this didn't work. You go back to the doctor and say, it's still itching. And the doctor says, okay, let's try taking some cortisone internally. You go back, well, this didn't work. And you go back to the, okay, well, let's do an x-ray and see if there's something in there. And you're going and then finally you get mad at the whole medical profession. You're doing it all wrong, my friends. There's nothing wrong with the medical profession. Maybe a few people are not dedicated. Maybe a few people are just in it for who knows what irrelevant reason. But basically, they're dedicated humanitarian scientists, really trying to do good work for humanity. But it's a partnership. And you've got to bring your willingness to look deep. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing to cause this itching? What can you do? Just like anything, it's a partnership. Even Yeshua said, you have to ask. Knock and the door will be opened. Ask and you will receive. And that comes back around to being open. When he performed a miracle, he said, your faith made you whole. So that was a partnership. It wasn't somebody coming and saying, do me, Lord, do me. It wasn't that. It was participation with the divine potential in yourself. What we have in coming to the Christ blessing or being a blessing giver or in any special spiritual venue, especially with prayer, is we get to have a divine partner participating with us. And that makes all the difference from having a grumpy family member that says, oh, you're wasting your time. I'll never get over this. You're gonna die with that sore on your leg. You know, these grumpy people, you don't have to have in your life. Really, you don't. You have a right to choose. And maybe it's Uncle Henry or Aunt Mary. So, on Thanksgiving, send them a turkey. On their birthday, send them a card. But you don't have to have them in your life. Have positive people in your life. Yeshua even told his apostles, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to leave your family. Now, why did he say that? Why? Was he against family? Of course not. It's because the families were giving his apostles all the reasons not to believe. All the reasons that this was silly, silly work, nothing to it. In other words, they were interfering with the faith of the apostles. And it was like, you know, he said, even said, let the dead bury the dead. And he wasn't talking about let your family die and other almost dead people go bury them. He wasn't a callous person. He wasn't mean-hearted in any way. He didn't neglect the poor and the dying. As a matter of fact, if he possibly could, he would heal them. But they had to ask. What does that mean? It means to be a participant. You have to be willing to participate. And not just externally, by going to buy some cortisone cream. You have to participate from the inside out. And this is the best thing I ever taught any of my counseling students, because once they got that, they could handle anything. They didn't need me anymore. They might come back to me to help them get recentered, and we do that from time to time, but really, once they really got the importance of that, they didn't need me anymore. And what we come back every week is to get you recentered, to get you back to this place where you're connected with the divine from the inside out. That's why I have you in prayer while we're conducting the energy, because you have to receive it, and you have to be that little satellite dish inside. It's going to receive the energy and then distribute it through all the parts of your life, which is why we have you go and rest for at least 7 minutes when we're done, and do not think. Don't think, because your mind is involved. Why? Nothing. A good mind is to be treasured. But 100% of the time, not 99.9, I'm talking 100% of the time, your mind is involved with the external world. That's what it was created to deal with. You know, you didn't have a brain at first in the womb at all. Not at all. Your first biological cells on conception and for days after conception were simply heart cells. That's all they were. And your heart created and pumped blood to all the other emerging cells until they became organs. And only when they were sufficiently independent that they needed a communication system, well, the autonomic nervous system evolved. And that happened before there was a brain. Trust me, you can look this up. Go online, go to Wikipedia. You'll find it's true. It's easy to read about. The autonomic nervous system came next, and that wasn't a brain. What does your autonomic nervous system do? It connects and communicates. It relays signals to all the different parts of your body. Every cell, every organ ties them together into a unified whole managed by the heart. How do you like that? So now, does that say something about the importance of the spirit you bring to your healing, to your life, the attitude you bring to your life? Does that say something important to you? I hope it does. Does it say why you need to go inside in order to get a message delivered to your body? I hope it does. Only after, in the womb, you were sufficiently developed that you were having physical communication with your mom, the fluid, the placenta, your own little fingers and toes. In other words, the little inside cocoon of the external world. Did your brain grow? Your brain grew to facilitate your connection to the outside world so that you can solve the problems of living in the world. Okay? Now, does that say something to you about why you're not going to think your way through back to your heart? It's not going to take you back there. It's going to get in the way. This is why every meditation system has its first task to get you to breathing. Just take an inner deep breath, let it out slowly. Inner deep breath, let it out slowly. Why? It hypnotizes the mind. It allows you to put your mind at ease so that you can sink deeply into the core of your body and into your heart. You don't have to, don't ever try to think your way into the heart. Just surrender and you'll go there. Just let go and you'll go there. And your heart is the center of your body's electrical system. Not your brain, your body. Your heart is the center of your body's electrical system. So when we're conducting high energy vibrations from the universe, where do you want them to go? You want them to go to your heart. Okay? So this has been lesson 101 in giving and receiving a blessing. This is why when you want to help somebody, let them talk first. Let them get to where they're ready to receive you in their company. And most people, no matter how much they love you, they'll meet you at the front door with their defenses a little bit up. They'll say something like, oh my gosh, and I haven't even combed my hair. Oh, I must look horrible. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, I gotta go put some shoes on. They'll greet you with some kind of defense. And then when they kind of feel like they're okay, they'll start welcoming you. But it won't be in a deep personal way. They'll say, oh, I've got some great cookies. Would you like to have one? Sure. Take a cookie, by the way. Take that cookie. If you don't eat cookies, sneak it in your pocket and give it to your dog later. But take that cookie. Because in taking from them, you demonstrate to them that it's safe for them to take from you. Okay? When you find people are resistive about taking from you, take something from them. Especially advice. There's nothing they love to give you more than advice. And if you take it, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, you've made their day. You know, I was chatting online with somebody who was a little bit difficult person. And finally, he said something that I liked. I said, wow, that is really good. I'm going to take your advice on that. Oh my Lord, the whole conversation changed. Really? Oh, okay. And I said, yeah, you know, you're really, really a smart man. We need to have more conversations where we're on the same page talking about the same thing because I know I could learn so much from you. And then he said, oh, well, what would you like to talk about? See, everything changed. It's all give and take, but that opens up the defenses. Okay? Now, and the more you can stay centered in the heart, the better. The heart loves it when you say, oh, I love that. You're so right. You just can't believe how far that those words are going to take you in a conversation. Okay. Well, I've talked way too long, and I've got people waiting to ask for a blessing. So we are going to I guess I thought this was necessary to say, but we are going to start taking calls. So let's just ask for blessings, okay? We have a country code 61. Is that Linda?
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hello, this is Andrew and Irene from Australia.
Oh, hi, Andrew and Irene.
Yes, well, I'd like to ask a blessing for the people who have been affected by the wildfires in our country. We have had nearly 400 homes lost and four or five people killed between Sydney and Brisbane here in Australia.
Uh-huh.
In the wildfire. And it's been a hard time for those people. Another blessing though that is linked to this blessing. And that blessing is for the people in politics and in the corporate world who are so afraid of not digging the coal out of the ground and burning it that's causing the planet to warm up. I want their fear to go away, that if they don't do this, that then there'll be some sort of economic Armageddon come on upon them. I want their hearts to have love and find a way of not doing that which is causing the problem.
Good. You know, all it takes is one special person to plant the seeds, and then everything can start changing. So, yes, blessings for all of this, Andrew and Irene, and thank you so much for being on this call and extending our community all the way on the other side of the world.
Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we have area code 646. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth in New York, and I'm just going to piggyback on Irene and Andrew. I'm originally from Sydney, and I was going to ask for blessings for everybody affected by these catastrophic fires in Australia all this week, and for the continent, the earth, and for all the animals that were destroyed and who are injured, and just that blessings can be sent there and healing, and also for the people in Venice in Italy, where St. Mark's Square is, you know, about 6 feet underwater, and everybody who's being affected by climate change, to open the call with Mother Nature. And it's really affecting so many people everywhere, and the people in California who were just, last weekend I saw flames licking in Hollywood near the Universal and Warner Brothers Studios. So the people in California also who've had their homes destroyed. It's happening a lot, and we don't hear enough about it. And so many people are being affected, and they all need so many blessings to help them to get their lives back. And just a special thanks that my brother wasn't. The fires were only one suburb away from his house, but he was saved. So I'm very grateful for that. So just all of that. Thank you, Glenda, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And, of course, all of these issues and people are in our hearts. Mm-hmm. David, I'm opening your line. Thank you, Glenda, so much for waiting. Hi.
Hey, I broke away from looking after my mom and came down to Florida to see Janice, and I hadn't seen her in months. At least I haven't seen her since her surgery, and she's still having some challenges. So it's I'm asking for a blessing for me and for her, because for me to stay strong and not get drawn into what should be or shouldn't be, but to stay attuned to the inside and being able to celebrate inside. It's like I don't know, I was listening to things on the way down about how you got to stay positive with the emotion, but I feel like every button that could be pushed is being pushed, and I'm even going down to the, I'm close enough to the water where the red tide is there, and I'm already feeling it in my throat, and I'm thinking, geez, I just want to be able to stay emotionally.
I know. I understand.
That's just.
Well, I could just keep talking and talking too, but we do need to move into our blessing, and you and your loved ones are in my heart. Okay.
Thank you.
Jeffrey, you're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
There's a little pause here, so my name is Jill. I'm in Syracuse, New York, and it's my first time I've been on your call. I'm thrilled.
Oh.
I think you are such a love. You are such a big, smushy love, Gwenda.
Thank
you for adding your shine to the world. I really, I'll do this quickly. I just first wanted to make the stand of participating, which you talked about earlier. So just being here listening is not moving me forward. So I needed to at least stand up and say hello, and I'm here, and I'm participating.
Right.
But moreover, I am asking for blessing for myself. I have had a lot of health problems for the last 9 years. Most recently, I was in the hospital for 4 months because of a surgical error by the doctor. And then I went into sepsis and had bacteria, and nearly died. Now I'm still battling this bacterial infection. And basically, I would like a blessing for my healing, because I can't help heal the world if I haven't healed myself. And it's my
commitment
my commitment to go out there and help heal the world. But I need to be really robust to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my first request. And the second is, oh, dear, where do we begin? The wildfires in Australia breaks my heart, and the little koala bears and all the animals. But there's still fire in the Amazon, and there's still killing.
I know.
And
I
there's
know.
Fires in Africa, the whole continent. And then we have the problems in the United States. But moreover, we've also got some evil stuff going on with the Turkish president attacking our friends, the Kurds. And just on and on and on. And when I just really would like a blessing of overarching love for everything and everyone that needs it. And I thank you for acknowledging my call coming in. And have a happy week.
Thank you so much, Joe. And I recognized your name as being new, so I'm glad you spoke up.
Yes, it's Joe. I'm like Jack and Joe.
Uh-huh. Oh,
it's
okay.
Joe. Okay, just want to – a lot of people think it's Joe. I hope to be much more regular and participating. And on Friday evening meditation, is that a call-in or I just –
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Okay.
It's a jam session.
When
it's just a call-in. Just
okay.
A call-in, and it's free. I should make that announcement again to everybody. Wednesday night.
Okay, but when I get an email about the meditation going into the Sabbath, that's just on my own. I don't call in, right?
Oh, no, you don't call in, huh?
Okay. Thank you for clarifying, and thank you again for adding your unique shine to this earth, your special blessing.
I'm glad I could do it. And we are going to wrap this up with Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, thank you, and what a beautiful, I want to echo that blessing of love, that it go everywhere, all over where it is needed in the whole universe. And I want to just ask a special blessing, one for my friend David, and for anyone who's experiencing homelessness, and may they receive shelter. And I want to ask a special blessing For myself, especially just low energy in the morning, I usually break through it during the day, but just a prayer, and for anyone else who feels that.
You've got it. You've got it, Sarah. And let's get started, okay? Just everybody, relax. Be in your best, most comfortable position. Arms and legs uncrossed. Otherwise, there's no official pose to be in. Just be in a relaxed condition as you would for prayer. And let us begin. I will start with my prayer to Yeshua, and you begin with yours when I'm done. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us, even when we don't see you. Even when our faith is low, you wait for us to ask. You wait for us to open our eyes. Now we are here. We come to you. We know that you love us, and you love this beautiful planet that also has her issues and her growing pains that we need to address and be careful to assist properly with. We thank you for everything. We ask that you would be with the lonely. We ask that you would be with those who are entering this world newly, that you bring them in with hope and love and joy. We ask that you be with those who are about to leave this plane of existence, that you give them the courage to leave behind those they love and the joyful optimism of where they will be going to walk again among the angels. We ask that you be with those who are confused and uncertain, that they may simply surrender to the natural pattern of healing and growth within themselves, which you will accentuate and heighten, so that from this natural resource that God has given them inside, they may find the true questions and the real answer. We ask all of this in your beloved name. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been offered now. Continue to receive by going to rest. Just relax. Just be open. Just receive. God will do the rest. The Holy Spirit will do the rest. The love of Christ will do the rest. I wish you a wonderful week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.